Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
There's a viral video going around. It's called, a pep talk from President Kid. And it's a kid president. It's a little boy dressed in a suit.
Okay.
Looking like a president. And people are saying that this is inspiring them. I haven't heard it. You guys want to hear it?
Sure.
It's only 20 seconds long.
This is your time. This is my time. It's our time. We can make every day better for each other. If we're all on the same team, let's start acting like it. We got work to do. We can cry about it or we can dance about it. We were made to be awesome. Let's get out there. I don't know everything. I'm just a kid.
Oh, so he's got a football play behind him. So is he like a football coach?
It was a football play behind him, wasn't it?
A football coach, or
I think what they were going for was, you know, you've got all these grown ups in Congress and Senate and the White House, and all they do
can't
is fight with each other, and nobody ever gets anything done, and even little kids understand.
So maybe we should be on a team football instead of on the same team instead of fighting each other.
I saw something randomly great. I'm flipping around, and there was this black dude out in the street. I don't know what the context was. He's out in the street. 2 weeks before this last election, and he's interviewing people to see if they think we're ready for a white president. If Mitt Romney wins, do you think America's ready for a white president?
Is it on Spike?
I don't know what channel.
That's funny.
It caught my attention for a minute.
Did you see the video yesterday of LeBron James?
Yeah, loved it.
That
loved it.
I didn't or dislike LeBron James. That made me really like LeBron James.
I like LeBron James.
Yeah.
And I was in there making jokes about him like everybody else, like, you know, he doesn't have a ring and all those.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. Like his LeBron James and a silent iPhone, they both have no ring.
Mm-hmm.
They did this thing where they have this shot, like it's his foundation that puts it on at halftime, and you have to make a half court shot.
I didn't know that part. Okay.
Yeah, $75,000 if the guy made it in. And every time you go to a basketball game, you see somebody take that half court shot.
Yeah.
They never make it.
You can go take a bathroom break because they're not going to make it.
And this guy just swoosh.
It was the most awkward hook shot looking thing, and he made it.
And LeBron comes running from the sidelines, all 7 feet of him. And tackles this 50-year-old man.
That was so awesome,
And rolls around.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It reminded me of like if you had an English sheepdog or some huge dog, and it doesn't realize how much bigger it is than you. Because
this guy looks like George Costanza.
He could have broken his neck.
Yeah.
But no, he was so happy. That was such a cool moment. You know, that LeBron, who makes $75,000 a second, that he cared about that enough. You know, I loved it. So
it
you got to go watch
awesome.
That.
Yeah.
That's great. Speaking of TV, we have the star of the show, Dallas, which is back again this year for year two. I mean, this was the highest rated new dramatic series of last year, remake of Dallas on TBS.
What's so funny is
surprising ratings.
I didn't watch much of it this season, and some of my friends have told me how much it's like their guilty pleasure.
Good.
They love it. There was a marathon on Saturday, and I was so tired I just laid on the couch all day. So now I'm all caught up, and I watched. I got hooked, and then I see him out on Saturday.
You're like, this is so cartoonish, but it's so good.
Fine.
And JR is so great, Larry Hagman, and you know he died in the middle of taping last year, so he's going to be on the first few episodes, and then maybe another who shot JR or who killed JR.
Yeah.
Because he was missing because he was sick the last three or four episodes of last season.
Yeah.
Well, Josh Henderson is one of the stars along with Jesse Metcalf. They play the sons of JR and Bobby, respectively. Mm-hmm. And they will be, one of them's coming in this morning. Josh is.
Now, if he decides to surprise us with Jesse Metcalf, I will not be angry at him.
Are you worried that he's not gonna, that he was drunk and he's not going to show up?
No. Okay. In fact, I called him the next day and said,
you sure?
I got his voicemail.
Yeah.
So nice. He gave me his phone number and his email and everything.
Oh, my God. Does he know what he's done?
And I won't bother him.
Oh, my God.
But I had to arrange for this.
Oh, Josh. Oh.
And I said, just making sure we're both clear and remember the conversation we had.
This is Kelly.
Did you finish that text with, also, would you like to come over?
No, I did not. I did not hit on him.
Really?
I did not.
Not at all.
Why not?
Because I look like crap.
So probably sometime this week it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hi, this is Josh. You reached my cell phone. Leave a message at the top, please.
Here I come.
Hi, Josh. It's Kelly Raspberry again.
I know I called you earlier and told you that I was going to finish off a bag of Cheetos. It's actually, I just want to clarify, it's actually sour cream and onion Lays. Call me
speaking
back.
Of, speaking of Lays.
Call me back.
Speaking of Lays, what are you doing later?
Anyway, I don't know what you're up to, but I'm just getting ready to go to bed here at my house at 3133 Campbell Road. Seven.
You gave Kelly's address.
Yeah. So come find me.
Anyway, no security system at all.
Doors open.
Front door's unlocked.
Walk on in.
Nobody comes by.
My bedroom's the second one to the left.
All right, I'll call you back in 10 minutes. Bye, Josh.
I'll be watching Dallas in the meantime.
Yeah.
I will not bother him, I promise.
So he'll be in less than an hour.
Nice.
You know, you got to have the proper utensils to eat certain foods, and I'd like to put grapefruit in that category. I've just decided I'm going to bring a half a grapefruit in every day. So. Well,
they have special grapefruit spoon.
Yeah. A spork, right?
So I went to the produce market thing, you know, the outdoor one, and bought, like, really cool-looking, like, fresh grapefruits. Chopped one in half, brought it to work, put a little saran wrap on it.
And?
Well, first of all, I couldn't find a plastic knife or a plastic spoon, so 10 minutes into working with this grapefruit, I find some scissors. So I go back and wash them off so that I can cut. You have to cut. You can't
get eat it like
an orange? Even right here, you can't find a plastic. There's a whole box of nothing but plastic forks back there. I was so mad the other day.
Like
I couldn't find anything.
10,000 spoons and all you need is
that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you have to cut it all around the outside and then score it all down the wedges.
I'm just so frustrated with that grapefruit back there right now. I can't
it's
even
really,
see
it.
Go to the deli. Go to the deli.
Hold on. I'm
going to
grab it.
Just go to the deli and get
a kid. It's like does he not realize that I did this every day for 2 weeks? I was eating half a grapefruit, and it's so frustrating when you don't have the right thing to cut it.
Do you not eat it like an orange?
No,
they're so sour and bitter. I can't stand them.
Something's changed with my taste buds because I've been so into grapefruit lately.
Really?
Yeah, it's really hard to.
They're so juicy.
I hate having to work for
really
my food.
Juicy,
but that's the downside because it's spraying up in your face when you try to cut. This is what I've been working with for the last half an hour.
You've been sucking it out from the inside? Well, you're getting it everywhere. Don't get it on the board.
I've got no. There's been no food out of this at all. None. Like. All I've done is just
rumbled it in there.
It
you just juiced
there.
It.
Yeah, you need the little, you know, at nice places they'll give you the spork, so you can kind of cut around.
Well,
it
now I know.
Inside, yeah.
Now I know, and I've seen like at there's this place called World Market, and they sell like a special grapefruit eating kit.
We got hundreds of spoons, by the way.
Wow.
And there's another box.
500 to be exact.
Okay.
You need a knife.
Okay, smarty pants.
The plastic.
Well, you need a knife too.
There you go. There's your spoon.
No, you need the knife.
There's your spoon, Mr. Samoan Big Shot. Let me see. Give me another one.
Didn't take long. Yep, there he goes. Dude,
JC's gonna eat your grapefruit.
See, you got nothing out. That wasn't even. You burned more calories putting that up to your mouth.
Well, maybe that's the point.
It's not that. This is a pretty good grapefruit, actually.
And there's your box of knives.
Isn't that great?
It is a good one.
I have good grapefruits lately.
How hard exactly did you look, Kid Craddock?
Where were these?
I think that's 500.
Golly, dude.
Okay, have you ever tried to cut anything with these?
Yeah, you can't.
Okay, now you're complaining that the knives aren't good enough.
Well,
they're not.
Yeah. There's nothing more worthless than the plastic knife.
No, you need a grapefruit kit. That's what you need, with a special spoon with a corrugated spoon.
Something that could cut it off right here.
Yeah, and then some sort of knife or I don't know. It's like
a grapefruit kit.
Kid, how do you not have that? I mean, you're Bobby Flay.
I know. I probably do, and I just didn't think about it. I didn't realize how
hard. They shouldn't make foods that are too hard to eat.
Oh, Shannon, what was wrong with me? That way. You have to get underneath it and turn it over.
Yes.
I spilled all the knives. There's like 100 knives.
What was wrong with the way I was setting it down?
I was gonna do it so you could keep your face by your mic.
Oh yeah.
Man, y'all need to calm down. Josh Henderson's almost here, and I'm not gonna have bad energy in this.
I'm dropping
room.
This enormous box. I mean, it's like a casket.
I'm dropping the box
onto the ground, and Shannon, just like I did the last one, just fine. Shannon decides to put her hand underneath it and flip it all over so the knives go everywhere. Now what are we going to put those back in the kitchen?
So they're right by Al, who probably has the flu, and all the knives are on the ground.
I don't have the flu.
You probably have the flu.
I don't have a flu.
Yeah.
You have the flu.
Do you have sanitizer over there?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't have a flu.
JC, Django Unchained over the weekend?
Django Unchained.
Good.
Watched it.
Good.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I love it just because I don't get to go to the movies very often.
No.
If I was just super excited that I got out.
It's stellar.
But I did.
I was at the same theater, same time.
I know, Kinsey.
Yeah. I was seeing this movie that Jenna saw called Silver Linings Playbook that is nominated for an Academy Award for Best Picture.
Mm. It's good?
I don't know that there's ever been a worse movie nominated for Best Picture than that one.
It sucked, in my opinion.
It's got to be the first time I ever walked out of an Academy Award nominated movie.
It was that bad?
I walked out of it.
I'm surprised it was nominated for Best Picture, but I didn't think it wasn't a bad movie.
You didn't think it was bad?
No.
What made it so bad?
The Jennifer Lawrence, just the, it looked like Bradley Cooper playing a part of someone. I couldn't get past Bradley Cooper playing a guy who's got mental problems, but he looked like Bradley Cooper
bipolar.
Playing a guy. I never bought in. And then Jennifer Lawrence, I never bought into hers. And don't talk about football. I hate football. And then she's going to make a parlay between the Eagles and the Cowboys and the dance competition. And I'm like, this has turned into High School Musical. I'm out of here.
Really?
And that was it. Wow. And I just, like, does this suck as bad as I think? Yeah, it does. Okay, let's go. We're out. Hmm. See you later.
Wow.
Yeah, I was very, very surprised. I've wanted to see this movie for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Very surprised.
I'm surprised it was nominated for Best Picture, but I thought it was a good movie.
You did?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm out of step because on the critic reviews and stuff, like Rotten Tomatoes, it gets like 92, 94%, something like that.
Maybe you're in the right place mentally to watch a movie like that.
You know what? Maybe it was just built up too much for you.
Maybe.
That happened with me with There's Something About Mary. By the time I finally saw it, it was like the last week before it went out to DVD.
Yeah.
And everybody had been building it up, so I just kind of... You know, it was funny, but it wasn't that great.
Like, I hated the Bond, you know, and everyone, the new Bond.
Everybody built it up.
Skyfall? Skyfall,
yeah,
you didn't
I just
like?
Thought it was cheesy and not interesting, and I don't know, and everyone's like, you're crazy. It was so good.
I'm going to try to see all of them this year, because once they changed it, there's no way you can do it now. But it used to be there'd be four or five movies nominated. Now, for some reason...
That's 12.
There's like 12. Yeah. And they know what they're doing. It's to make sure that the people like me who want to watch and know what they're talking about in the Oscars... That we go pay the money to see every dang one of them. You know, they used to send me the movies.
On DVDs?
I'm not allowed to say that.
Oh.
You were somebody's friend.
I was on a list, And it was it was so cool. It was a DVD, and you play it one time, and it wouldn't play again.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
There's some site out there. I don't know who it is. Maybe you guys do. I got Lincoln on DVD.
Yeah.
Already.
No, that's illegal.
Bootlegging.
Yeah. My buddy told me about a website, too.
See, that's called stealing from people. That
you bought
somebody
it?
Gave it to me. No, somebody just gave it to me.
So that makes it all right? You received stolen merchandise?
Somebody else stole it.
I don't know where they got it from. Well, he just said, here, you want Lincoln? I said, sure.
If you're downloading the artistic works of other people, whether it's music or movies or whatever, and not paying for it, you're stealing.
Dude, I didn't steal anything. Dude just walked up to me and gave it to me.
You didn't steal anything.
You didn't pay $5?
No.
How's that any different than going to your friend's house and they rented a movie on demand, and you're going to watch
this movie isn't out yet on DVD, so it's stolen.
Still at the movie theater.
So I just stole JC's phone. Here, Al.
All right,
now.
Don't give it the flu hands.
Now,
have you
done anything wrong?
Sick.
No.
Yes, you have.
No,
you've just received stolen property.
You just gave me a phone.
You can be prosecuted for receiving stolen merchandise.
Sure you can. Turning
out. You can be prosecuted.
But maybe he got it.
There's a $200 incentive if you turn in somebody who illegally downloads.
Really?
Yeah. So turn it out.
No, I don't even have it. What are you talking about?
Oh, now you don't have it.
No.
How you throw it away?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to get through the rest of them. I think I've seen more than half of the Oscar-nominated movies. I don't know how many get through the rest.
I haven't seen one, I don't think.
How about Beasts of the Southern Wild?
Part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to see the...
Part of it?
The Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, because you can rent it.
Oh. You can rent it?
Yeah. You pay...
It's
you know how
DVD?
Sometimes on demand you can pay like $10 for the...
Beasts of the Southern Wild's on demand?
Still in theaters.
It's on demand?
They should make all the Oscar-nominated movies on demand. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
It's the new way to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
do you have DirecTV?
What do they care if you're paying at home or paying at the theater?
Right.
Yeah.
It's probably cheaper for them.
Yeah. Right. But seriously, if they were charging $15 or $12 or whatever it is to see the movie while it's still in theater, especially those movies, I'd watch all of them.
Yeah.
They'd make a lot more money.
JC, the Pro Bowl was last night, the football game.
Yeah.
And it's the worst All-Star game in all of sports.
I can't watch it just because they don't try.
In baseball, they put in this rule that whoever wins the All-Star game gets to be the home team in the World Series. And that's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people argue with that, like, it shouldn't be that way. But at least it makes the game important.
Makes them play.
In the Pro Bowl, the winning team gets, each member gets $50,000. The losing team, each member gets $25,000. In the Pro Bowl, the average salary of a player in the Pro Bowl is over $4.5 million.
Wow.
Do they care about the difference between $50,000 and $25,000?
No.
So what they don't want to do is what?
Injure themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or hurt someone else.
Because this is a sport. It's not like baseball where you're just swinging your bat. You're actually hitting somebody. You could tear your knee up.
Yeah. So the commissioner of the league, Roger Goodell, said, if this game isn't more competitive, we're not even going to have it anymore. Because so many guys are like, oh, I'm too injured to play in the Pro Bowl. Sorry. And then they show up the next Monday in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, you know, playing as a celebrity.
Send me my check. Yeah.
There. Yeah. So was it competitive enough last night? Did they try hard enough last night?
No, the score was like 62 to 35 or something like that.
Well, the NBA All-Star game is equally ridiculous. They play no defense.
No.
But at least they have the skills competition. Mm-hmm. Maybe they should put that.
Those are fun to watch when they do the skills competition.
So
what would be the equivalent of the slam dunk in basketball for football?
End zone dance.
What would be the equivalent?
I don't think there is an equivalent because really basketball is just a slam dunk or an alley oop in basketball.
I mean, quarterback contests are cool. They could do the combine for everyone, like all their runs and stuff like that.
But there's only four quarterbacks going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Still, they could.
But they do that with golf tournaments. They'll just do the long drive, right?
Yeah.
Accuracy contests, speed drills.
I mean, what do you do for an offensive lineman?
Make it like another Battle of the Network Stars
Bench
like they
press.
Used to do back
donut
in the
eating
day.
Contest.
They talked about that.
Maybe
Well, a guy named Brian McKnight sang the national anthem at the game. Brian McKnight had a hit, and he was with us years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we barely remember anybody who's been with us that long ago, but he stood out because he kept telling us the whole reason he made music was for the money.
Yeah.
He said it over and over.
Hey. He said, cha-ching. He goes, every time y'all play my song, cha-ching.
Honest.
I never will forget that.
And he had some hits, you know. He had that song, Anytime, you remember that?
Oh. Yeah.
Do I ever cross your mind?
Anytime.
Anytime.
Cha-ching.
Ooh, I need to download that.
Yeah, we just gave him $4 more.
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
Yeah, Kelly's going to buy these songs. Have them play them when she's texting Josh Henderson.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, they're playing our song.
Hi, Josh. It's me again. Hey, have you listened to Brian McKnight lately?
Hi, Josh. It's Kelly Reyes Berry.
Hey, that's like Lil Johnny.
Lil Johnny, right?
Curious Johnny, right?
Your voice, right?
It is Curious Johnny, huh? All right, so he sang the national anthem. And it normally the Star Spangled Banner takes less than a minute to sing the entire song. His lasted several minutes.
Well, he had to compete with Beyonce.
The last line was 28 seconds.
Hmm.
Drug it out that long.
We have that?
Or the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Okay.
28 seconds. How in the world could you drag it out that long? Let's find out.
For the land of the free.
Dang.
They actually had to cancel the first quarter. Yeah,
awesome.
They just started at halftime.
At least it wasn't bad.
I don't know.
It's not good.
Yeah. Okay. Stop the clock.
This is a moment from American Idol.
You're only a day.
Oh.
See? It could have been worse.
So, yeah, right.
We should hire him to come in and sing the national anthem for us. That might be
that guy?
Yeah, that might be kind of fun.
I don't even know who he is.
Was he like Tony Braxton's cousin?
The guy
was cousin or something?
Right. Yeah.
Different guy.
I don't even remember him.
Different guy.
Is it a different guy?
Yep. I have Tony Braxton's cousin right here. You ready?
Yeah.
I've saved this for 5 years. I don't know why. Tony Braxton's cousin singing a Tony Braxton song. Tell me if you can tell it's not her.
How could an angel break
that's it.
My heart? Why didn't she catch my falling star? I wish I didn't wish so hard. Maybe I wish to love her part. How could an angel break my heart?
He's feeling it.
Oh,
I mean, I can't tell any.
Same thing.
Awesome.
Same thing right there.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Man, I can't do a Skrillex at this time of morning.
All right.
Man.
It's too much.
Stop it. Just stop it.
My head hurts.
Please, stop it. Kelly, are you upset this morning about the post office raising the price of a stamp 1 cent?
It makes me so angry.
I know it does.
It does.
You're so predictable.
Because it makes me mad. God. It's like, why are you all sponsoring bicycle races and you're going to add a penny to my stamp?
It's one penny.
It's a penny. Count.
It's still, it counts. It adds up, JC. It's a penny now, it's a penny then.
Gas goes up many pennies.
But it also comes back down. It never goes down on the stamp, ever.
All right, Kelly. If I told you, I'm going to fold up this piece of paper, okay? I'm going to fold this piece of paper, and I'm going to have this piece of paper arrive in Boston, Massachusetts, day after tomorrow, and that's going to cost 46 cents.
Don't try to talk rationally,
Kelly,
me. Don't.
46 cents.
No, it doesn't matter.
If what? I found somebody flying to Boston on a plane, and I said, would you please carry this with you and hand it to somebody at the airport, they would charge me more than 46 cents.
At least $5.
Yeah.
It's a principle.
Wow.
No, I'm not mad at it.
46 cents seems pretty reasonable to me.
Yeah, right.
In fact, I would pay, I know this is crazy, I would pay up to a dollar.
Don't say stuff like that.
To send a letter.
You don't mail anything. Yeah,
I don't.
You'd berate people
that.
Who use the postal system.
Because I live in 2013.
Man,
people
would,
need to mail stuff.
I would pay up to $1.50, I think.
Wow.
To make sure it got there.
Yeah, right.
And it is special. I don't care what you say, to get a handwritten letter in the mail or a note, it is
totally.
Still special.
I agree with that.
It's so rare.
Is it less special at 46 cents than 45?
Yes.
I think it's more special. It means you invested even more money into it, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I could spend my money better elsewhere, at the dollar store.
So I've got this app on my phone.
Uh-huh.
It's not Postcard. I can't think of what it's called. It's a fairly new one. And I can text a little, you know, hey, thank you so much for the great gift. You're awesome, blah, 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 right? Put their address in. It will mail it to that person in my handwriting.
Huh?
Uh-huh. In my handwriting.
Is it close to your handwriting?
Because when I signed up for the service, they asked me to write out these sentences, and they have designed a font.
Where'd you write them?
That mimics my handwriting.
Oh, with your stylus on that weird little pad?
Yeah, exactly. Why are you talking like that with the nasally thing?
That's
with
very
your
condescending.
Stylus.
Are you being all iPhone 5 snobby because you don't have a stylus?
Yep.
Well, I've got the Samsung Galaxy Note, and it comes with a stylus, and I can write out words on it.
How many times have you lost your stylus?
Never.
Never?
Not
ever.
Once.
Do you have the stylus?
Is it attached
with
a chain?
Hmm?
Does it hang from your pocket?
No, it attaches to the actual phone.
I got that oh-so-wonderful email that says, you are now up for a new phone.
Whoa.
I've never gotten that.
What are you going to do? Are you going to go for the Samsung, or are you going to go for the...
See, I'm leaning Samsung right now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I was in the Apple store after I walked out of the movie. It was at the mall, and I went to the Apple store, and I thought, oh, well, let's just find out, because I still have the iPhone 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I handed it to him, and he's like, oh, you're on Verizon. Yeah, okay, let me see, and he's typing in some stuff. He's like, and then he shows me a message. He goes, hey, good news. I'm like, what? He goes, you're invited to buy an iPhone 5 at the regular price, at the full price.
You're invited?
That's the good news?
I'm invited. All right.
Well, thanks.
How much is that? $699.
What?
You don't get it for discount?
I'm good.
No.
It's cheaper to just get a new number and just, you know, pay a friend or whatever, and a family member.
Not with that 2-year contract, it's not cheaper. So I told you I went to the produce market, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bought, you know what I bought down there? A bunch of produce.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good place for it, yeah.
Including, and JC, maybe you can enlighten me on this, because I have not been a fan of the poblano pepper in the past.
Oh,
that's the big pepper.
Yeah. You stuff those things.
Now, I know that Kelly Raspberry, from the moment I met her, anytime we go to a Mexican restaurant, her go-to is, I'll just have a chili relleno.
Yeah.
Can I have a cheese chili relleno?
Relleno. It's relleno.
I need a chow relleno.
Relleno.
And a bean burrito. And 2 enchiladas.
And a quesadilla.
With queso.
I always say cheese chili relleno.
The thing about the chili relleno is that you can make it with chicken, you can put beef
in it,
you can do
cheese,
almost like an enchilada with
the chihuahua.
I made them yesterday, and I made them with ground beef, organic, grass-fed ground beef, cream cheese.
Mm-hmm. You got to throw that in there. You got to.
I put a can of Rotel in there.
Yeah.
You know, like the diced tomatoes and the chilies and the peppers and stuff.
Okay.
And then maybe some onions and garlic, stuff like that. So I've got the filling.
Yeah.
And then you roast the peppers.
Okay.
But you have to cut them first.
You didn't bread it.
And remove all the seeds from the pepper.
You don't have to bread it.
It seemed like a very mild pepper to me. Right?
Even mild peppers are real hot with the seeds are the hot thing.
Because I've gotten some before where I'm like, I'm disappointed because you barely can taste the pepper. And then I've gotten some where I could barely eat half of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, these didn't seem hot, but I noticed like 5 minutes after I finished cutting them, and I put them in the oven to sweat them out to get the skin off, my nose started burning. apparently I had done this and
wiped
my nose, and there was a seed on my, and my nose starts burning bad.
Right.
And I thought, man, don't touch anything when you're eating these peppers. And then I started to feel it down below.
Down below.
And I realized that in the midst of this marathon chopping session with the poblanos, I had to stop and go to the bathroom. And I didn't wash my hands before I went, but I did after I went. So essentially what happened was, and I don't know if I can... There's a fire starting in my pants. One tiny pepper seed feels like a million ants. Chopping up poblano and nature called, you see. Better wash your hands first before you try to pee. I don't have a second verse.
Just repeat. Second verse, same as first. Could get better, but it's going to get worse.
Poblano, nature called you see.
Hey.
But right in the middle of cutting peppers, I had to pee.
Yeah. Burn my pee.
This burning feeling like sunburn peel, and it's got me screaming, I've got a fireball. Oh, man.
No, yeah,
you only got one ball? What?
Oh, bad choice of words.
It was bad. It was bad. I'm like, I've got a fireball.
Oh.
Deep inside my pants.
There you go.
Right,
there you go.
Be careful what you touch when you're cutting poblano peppers, because the seeds are the depths of fiery hell on your junk. Oh, man, was that bad.
I just fell apart.
Oh, I mean, there's so many songs in my head. I'm like, my junk is on fire. And you just have to walk around and deal with it. So
there's nothing. You got.
So I Google it.
You're supposed to put it in.
Hang on. I Google it.
My junk is on fire.
No, I Googled, touch my skin with poblano pepper seeds.
It's horrible.
They said, soak the affected area in milk.
Yeah, dip the junk in milk.
I did this before.
And so I'm thinking, chat roulette. Webcam.
Yeah, you got to do it. No, you didn't.
There's no way I'm going to get a glass. Fill it with milk.
Oh, you need the cup, dog.
As much pain as I was in, that was not good enough.
No, you do a bowl, and then you just kind of lay on it.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Because that would be the minute that the Publishers Clearinghouse people break into my house with a big check, and they see me floating it in milk. And what kind of weirdo are you?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, hang on, guys. Oh. Oh.
I think you kind of exaggerated that splash.
Yeah,
right there.
I think it was more like a shot glass.
Remind me not to eat cereal when I go to your house.
Yeah. Wow.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're back with Kid Craddock in the morning, and Josh Henderson is in the studio with us right now.
Hey. Hello, hello. Hey. Hello.
Welcome.
And this is this is not one of those, call the press agent and get the manager and arrange a schedule and set up the booking.
No.
This was Drunk Kelly running into Drunk Al, and then
found Drunk Josh.
That led to meeting Drunk Josh.
Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
much.
And say, hey, can you come in? And he's like, yeah, I'd love to. Oh, crap. I said yes.
Actually, it was the other way
around. What time of the morning do I have to be here?
Yeah. I think Josh is like, I grew up listening to you, which, I love hearing that. Yeah. It makes me feel old.
Right.
And he's like, I'd love to come in. I was like, okay, twist my arm.
Since I was two.
That's funny. Yeah. I have a confession to make.
Go ahead.
I always literally pictured that I was, when I picture your voice, by the way, I always thought, I just pictured Connie Britton for some reason. And that's my confession. Yes. I don't know why.
That is a huge compliment. Because
I didn't know what she looked like.
Help us out on Connie Britton.
What was the name of the show she was on?
She's on Nashville now. She was on Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Oh, she's hot. Yeah.
So I always pictured you as Connie Britton,
I'm
and
sorry,
you were just as beautiful.
And
who'd you picture me as, John?
let's see. Give me something.
Give you something.
Yeah.
I'll give you $10. Be nice.
Perfect. Pierce Brosnan.
George Clooney?
Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan.
Wow.
Yeah, except he's not American.
Minus
right?
the accent.
Yeah.
And the tall and the good looking.
So things just got weird.
I appreciate that. They did a little.
I'll take Denzel. Go ahead.
Here's a scene with Josh. He plays JR's son.
John Ross.
Yeah, John Ross on Dallas.
I know you hate surprises, but this one is going to change the way you feel about him.
Construction site.
Not just any construction site. Our construction site.
Yeah.
Yours, mine, Christopher's. I rented it this morning when I found out Bobby was going to be okay. You are looking at the new home of Ewing Energies.
Oh. What a moment. But
so dramatic.
Don't you know that the oil business destroyed that family?
Yeah.
John Ross?
You know, but it's all I know. So, and I'm willing to destroy anyone for the oil business and to make it. That's kind of my character's theme.
Would it be disrespectful if I did my impression of the great Larry Hagman as JR?
I would love to hear.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Bobby?
That concludes his impression.
You sound like Hank.
That was unbelievable. Wow.
I'll do it twice, but not three times, because then people figure out the trick.
All right, here we go. Just close your eyes.
The trick.
Okay.
Bobby. Nah. You hear how early on it's like,
It was the early
80s. The first 80s. One was a little better than the second
it
one.
It was the early 80s, JR.
Bobby. That's when he's mad. Bobby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm about to tell you how dumb you are. Okay, ready? Bobby.
Oh, I felt dumb.
Bobby.
I sure did.
Now, Josh,
I'm impressed.
I know
I'm
it
impressed.
Premieres tonight. On
TNT.
The second season.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you guys finished filming the complete season?
No, we're only halfway done shooting season two. So we actually just shot the episode, his funeral episode.
Okay.
So that was it was a very big week for us last week. And we're only on episode 9 now, and we're shooting 15, so we have about 7 left.
Cool.
Now, Larry Hagman was not a young man. Did everybody kind of see it coming like you knew?
He was in poor health.
Was it a slow...
You know, he was diagnosed with cancer right when we started shooting season 1. And was doing chemo throughout the entire shooting
season
1, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I never heard him complain. I never saw... I mean, he was a trooper, a champion. And this year, we came back, and... he had beaten the cancer.
Wow.
And so at the end of the day, he's kind of one of those figures that you don't think he could ever really die. He's just larger than life. And he took every day, enjoyed it, had fun. And, you know, we did not see this coming. We didn't see it coming.
So it was
early.
A shock to the
it
cast.
It was a complete shock. I was actually back in L.A. It was the day after Thanksgiving. Linda Gray called me and said, you got to call me back. You have to call me back. And I knew that wasn't normal, so I called her back, and she said Larry passed. And I was
she must have been really upset.
Oh, heartbroken.
It's like Kelly Raspberry is like my radio wife, you know, and that's kind of how it was for her.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
No,
years, man.
Linda, Larry, and Patrick have been best friends for 35 years.
Wow.
And when I say best friends, I mean they talk every day. And
fact
that they all got to come back to do Dallas again was, it's a big deal. It's a big
now,
deal.
That Linda Gray, she played JR's wife in the original
Sue
series,
Ellen.
Right? Sue Ellen, she's still on it. And I run into her at the gym. And let me tell you something. When it comes to 74-year-old chicks,
don't be telling her age like that.
I'm guessing.
Does she outlive you?
I hope she's at least that then, because she's going to be really insulted.
She is as hot as they come. I mean, she is
beautiful.
Smoking hot.
Really?
She is.
She works out like every day. For
I know.
Hours.
I should try harder.
Do you know the the cover of what's that movie?
Two words. First
is it
word.
Tom Hanks, the Bachelor.
Tom Hanks is a bachelor.
Bachelor Party, wasn't it?
Bachelor Party.
Is that what it is?
Well, way back, like one of his first movies.
Was it called Bachelor Party?
Is the cover two legs or no? I'm sorry, Dustin Hoffman, The Graduate.
The Graduate.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
okay.
A little fact.
Mrs. Robinson.
Those are Linda.
Shut
Gray's
up.
Legs.
Yep.
They're not Anne Bancroft.
Those are Linda Gray's legs.
Oh,
wow.
You get paid for that?
I had no idea.
That's a good question.
She was a leg model.
All right, as long as we're going trivial here.
Okay.
Did you know that I had Josh on the show in 2002? That would
I was here.
11 years ago. He was on a WB show, right, called Pop Stars.
That's right.
Did you win?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a singer. And won Pop Stars.
Really?
Came in and did the show.
I don't
remember
that at all.
That. I was here then.
I'm sorry, Josh, that you didn't impress me back then.
Thanks so much.
It was a group, right? Scene 23.
That's right. That is exactly right. I actually called in. I didn't get to come in. I was
I was going to say, I don't remember that.
And because I was, you know, was born here in Dallas, so I called in, and I could not. It was the coolest thing for me because, again, this was my morning show. I grew up listening to this. So
nice.
The fact that I actually finally got to be on it was a really cool thing for me.
Good thing Kelly remembers, huh?
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I don't.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, at least it wasn't a face-to-face, and I'd really feel bad.
There you go.
When's the big reunion tour with the boy band?
Yeah. And speaking of that previous life.
You sound like a girl.
That's not him.
That's Kelly, that's Ashley Simpson. you were on her MTV show for a bit.
Well, we dated for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm friends with another guy from Dallas named Ryan Cabrera,
yes,
who was with her for a while.
Uh-huh.
Did she talk a lot of crap about Ryan?
A ton.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Maybe you guys, he was before Ryan.
If you guys met each other in a in a public setting or whatever, would the chains come out and the brass knuckles and there'd be a throwdown?
The chains and brass.
Would there be
like a fight?
Like a Michael Jackson video, really bad,
like a boy band dance.
Would there be a throwdown?
Nah, he knows better.
He does.
Yeah.
All right.
Just kidding.
So, were you before him
dude.
Or after?
I actually know him. I know Ryan.
You were before him or after him with her?
I dated her before.
You were before him.
I was there first.
I had no idea.
So Ryan got sloppy seconds.
Wow. So it went Josh, Ryan, Pete Wentz.
Right.
Or something like that.
And then Kid Crack.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, no. And see, she and I, it didn't work out because she doesn't know me or like me. So, and it says here you were on Desperate Housewives. I thought that was the other guy.
We both were.
You both were.
Yeah.
Because Jesse Metcalf is your co-star in the show.
Yeah. Yes.
He plays Bobby's son.
Yes.
And you both were on Desperate Housewives. How coincidental is that?
It's funny because we had tested against each other for that Gardner role, but I was too young. So I came back 2 years later and played a 17-year-old. I played Nicolette Sheridan's bad boy nephew, Austin McCann.
Okay.
And, had a lot of fun on that show. It was a good time.
And the John Ritter show, 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter.
Yes.
Were you on with John or was it after John?
It was after John.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That was another great show.
Yeah, it was.
And you were connected to that girl, too, that hot blonde girl who was in that show.
Kylie
Yeah.
Yes.
Kaylee.
Yeah. He's doing very well right now.
Yeah. You get to make out with some hot.
Man, you packed a lot of action into your future.
Because you're still young,
action
right?
Action-packed? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I am. Well, I mean, I guess I'm young, sure.
Yes.
I play, it's so crazy with Hollywood. Like when I was 25, I was still playing 15 years old.
Wow. That's good. So, that's only working in your favor.
It's an interesting world that we live in.
Yeah. There. I was playing 50 year olds at like 20. So.
We're tired.
Yeah.
We're really tired. So Larry Hagman, he filmed how many episodes in season 2 of Dallas?
He filmed 7.
7.
Yeah.
And so it happens suddenly, so they have to work. I mean, they have to work the character's death into the storyline, like you said.
He disappeared last season in the last 3 or 4. Remember, he was just where's Larry? Where's JR?
He was light in kind of
he was
the middle of the season
sick.
Because
he was
of
going through it.
Exactly, yeah. he was the whole cancer thing was really taking a toll on him, but he was still, like I said, he was in every episode last year,
mm-hmm.
He I never heard him complain. This man was the he was. Not only courageous, but I mean, he just was having a blast.
And he had nothing
day.
To prove, you know. He's already done it all, so
exactly.
He's just doing this because this was fun for him. Mm-hmm. Like this—that's so cool.
He truly loved
it.
Well,
yeah.
Hopefully, that the storyline—they'll do JR and Larry Hagman justice and make it really a juicy mystery. I think he would love it that way.
Is it going to be a murder thing? Is it going to be like who killed?
I can't really say that.
Did you kill him?
Well, I can't say that either.
Did your character kill JR?
He can't say anything.
I can't say that.
Will your character be accused of killing JR?
I think that.
Are you a suspect?
Kid.
No.
Okay.
Do you remember
first degree over here.
Do you remember how big this was when he died the first time around?
Well,
I wasn't born when the who shot JR thing happened. But
I was. Yeah, I wasn't. We weren't born on this side of the room.
Yeah. No. The only thing that was here then was that hat.
And that shirt from the prop department.
Oh,
I think that outfit is from the original Dallas, huh, Al?
That was the other version. They did the gay Dallas, which was different.
And Josh.
Called Oak Lawn.
Jenna was named after Jenna from the original Dallas.
Yeah, it was. And I never even watched the original show. But yeah, my parents loved the show. So there was a Jenna, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Fun fact, too. My grandma used to watch Dallas in Mexico.
In Mexico.
And that's why my name is Jose Roberto, JR.
No
Come
way.
On.
Look at the connection.
Isn't that crazy?
Well.
This is nuts.
What do you got, Kelly?
I'm from Dallas. How about that?
I met Josh Henderson in a bar.
Hey.
I have 2 forks in my kitchen, and the one on the right I call the South Fork.
There you go.
You know what? That was so clever.
Thank you.
That was very clever.
That was really clever.
We all have a connection.
Trying to come up with something here. Is it hard to be a sex symbol?
No,
Can't you kind of argue?
Yeah, how do you
like,
do it?
Like, there's girls here in the office that are like, oh my God, if I ever had a chance.
Oh, you're somebody's free pass.
Yeah, you're like a free pass.
I don't know. I try. At the end of the day, it's weird. Just kind of being very visible to people. So when I go out, it's like, You know, sometimes people say, you're better looking on TV.
Oh,
or
wow.
The opposite.
That's nice.
Well, they want to insult.
It's interesting, you know. So you never know. At the end of the day, I just, I'm appreciative of what I have. And whatever people say, I just go with it.
What about this? Like, a lot of shows, most shows they film in L.A., and so you're there and you're part of that scene the whole time. But you do a lot of the exteriors and stuff in the city of Dallas.
We shoot everything
in Dallas. Everything's in Dallas, kid.
So you're, all of it.
Yeah.
So you're not really living that L.A. TV star experience because you're here most of the time.
Which is actually, in L.A., people don't really, like,
care.
They don't care as much?
You see Johnny Depp at Starbucks, you know what I mean? Like, it's,
which
it's
Starbucks?
Not, which
time? Where and what time?
What is the order?
But actually, here it's a big deal. I walk around and
I really
enjoy it. But yeah. I mean, it's
people are nice to you here, though, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
they are.
Did you meet the girl in the other room? Did you meet her last night?
Who? Oh no, she's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay,
she's a friend of mine. No.
No, because Al was trying to hit on her.
Did you meet her the other night? God, Al, way to kill his game.
Come on, dude.
It's all right. Ow. It's okay.
Don't bust it.
I don't think Al can kill his game.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think the Who Shot JR episode was 1981, I think. It might have been 1980.
Oh, my God. Has it been that long?
And that's the year you were born.
It was in 1980, and I was born in 81.
It was 1980.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen it?
I have.
You watched, was that part of the deal, going through and watching some of the old stuff?
Of course. I wanted to see, you know, JR is the most infamous television villain ever. So I really had to, you know, to prepare to play his son. I needed to know what he did that made that character such a big deal, and people fall in love with him and love to hate him and everything worldwide. So I really studied and did my research on him and kind of just to know who would his son be.
Yeah.
What would his conflicts be coming coming into being a man and trying to carry on the Ewing legacy.
Yeah. If you had a choice, you could play Larry Hagman's son in Dallas or Larry Hagman's son in I Dream of Jeannie. Which one? Because I want that
Dallas
genie
all the way.
Like, especially if Barbie's daughter was in it too, and then
she,
you got
hot.
The new genie, like young genie.
Yeah.
Why don't you get a treatment going on that? I think that's a hit show.
You know what's really cool?
Have a little bottle and stuff, and psh, genie.
Yeah. Genie bottle. Speaking of that, right before Larry had passed, I had lunch with him, and he gave me an actual authentic genie bottle, and both him and Barbara signed it.
Oh. So did she really live in there?
You know what?
All right.
Potentially.
It sure looked real to me. I was 8. Well, I thought it was real.
That old couch in there and
she
everything.
She lives in a bottle.
Like a
that's so freaking cool.
Circular couch, like a pit group in that little
It was
bottle.
The original sectional
in
that bottle.
It was red velvet.
Now, has this really gone above and beyond everybody's expectations? Because when Dallas came back as a reboot or whatever you want to call it, what were the expectations for it? Well, I mean, it really was a huge hit.
Surprise hit, yeah.
Surprise, yeah.
It's a tough thing bringing a show back that was so well loved, you know. It's a very nostalgic thing for people, and it takes everyone back. So bringing a show like this back is tough, and we knew that it was going to be, you know, something that we were excited about, but also we needed to do it right.
But you have the best part. What's more fun than playing the biggest ass hat ever? Like, you're just like the I mean,
I love it.
It must
really
be fun
do.
To Oh, good. I get to be so evil.
I'm literally the exact opposite of my character.
Mm-hmm.
So I love going to work every day and getting to act and getting to play ball, not only with Larry and Patrick and Linda and these legends, but just to get to live in this character every day. I just enjoy it.
Plus, you're doing this job in the city you grew up in.
It's the craziest thing ever. Yeah. I mean, when I was shooting the pilot, the first episode of Dallas, I flown in and I couldn't believe that I was somehow here shooting Dallas playing JR's son
in your hometown.
Things. My meemaw was Aww. My hero growing up, and her favorite show was Dallas, and she would sit me down, and my mom was, you know, my mom had me young, so my mom was off doing whatever she would be doing, and I would be hanging with my meemaw.
Right.
Dallas was a big deal, and she was one of those, she hated JR with a passion, but she loved the show, and she you know, she loved to hate JR, and now
cool.
Here I am. I just know that she's looking down on me from heaven going, I can't believe
that's awesome.
That.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
Here you are, a native Texan, and yet you have to put on the accent for the show, because you sound different now than...
When I did Pop Stars, I literally talked like this. It was crazy.
You did?
Yeah.
So you just brought that back.
So I just kind of bring a little bit of a hint,
twang.
Because I want to... Yeah, Bobby.
That's good.
Bobby. you sound like somebody else. I'm trying to figure out who that is.
Bobby. Bobby. Hank Hill from...
Jerry Jones.
Oh, that's
Jerry
who it is.
Dad,
it's King of the
Bobby.
Hill.
Bobby.
Bobby, we can get some more gas in the...
Now you sound like Dr. Phil.
Yeah, this Dr. Phil.
You sidetracked him. What were you saying? I forgot what you were saying.
I forgot what I was saying, too.
Oh, your Pop Stars voice.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So... I bring a little bit of the accent back to this to the and it's funny. I don't even think about it. I can have a huge monologue to say, yeah, and it just comes out in this
as
John
that
Ross voice. Yeah,
great. I have another question for you.
Okay.
That's what I say when I can't remember the question.
Well, I have something, because Josh, when I found out you were coming in this morning, I Googled you, and then the first thing that came up was Josh will never date any girl that's Googled him, so I quickly closed out of that.
Oh, wow.
And I was just wondering, what you do for fun when you're not
so
filming.
It's funny that that comes up a lot. I remember saying that as a joke.
Yeah.
One time. Like,
yeah. I'll never date anyone who Googles me.
It
that's
says,
awesome.
Like, the first thing that came up this morning when I Googled Josh Henderson was Josh Henderson dating deal breakers. Any girl that's ever Googled me. So I just went, okay, I'm just going to X out of that.
Wow.
That's really crazy.
Too late. He knows. Now he knows.
It's over.
What do you do for fun? If you're a bad guy on set, and other than getting drunk at Al's bar.
Yeah.
Fun time, by the way.
We had a good time. I'm sorry.
Al doesn't remember.
The great thing about getting drunk at Al's bar is you'll never be more drunk than the owner.
Did you sing karaoke?
Not a good night.
Were they doing karaoke that night? Was that
yeah.
what's going on?
I think I sang, yes.
Okay.
All right. I believe I did.
How did I miss that?
Well, just it's so great to have you in. And the fact that you grew up here and you get to live your dream here and do this show and play this iconic character and stuff. Jim Harbaugh, the coach of the Niners, has this saying that came from his dad, who's got it better than us? And he says that after every game when they, who's got it better than us? The whole team yells, nobody. Who's got it better than you?
Nobody.
Who's got it better than you?
There you go. I'll take nobody.
You got a fan?
I feel very, very, very fortunate. I mean, yeah. I could not, I mean, I literally, every night I go to sleep, I pray and I say, thank you, God, for letting me do this.
Wow.
This is an unbelievable
Amen.
Opportunity
He's
for
so
me.
So good. Isn't he good?
So I really.
You want to date Kelly? Because she
couldn't be happier.
Right.
I couldn't
slobbering
be happier.
Over you right now.
I'm not slobbering.
And I'm talking out of school here, so stop me if you need to. But I think, you know, Josh does come from a musical background and had a big record deal at one
He's
point.
He's still working
on
it.
Pop Stars is still working on it. And I think you might see Josh kind of showing off that side of himself in the show, Dallas. This season?
Yeah.
This season.
I will have some music placed on the show. I'm very,
awesome.
Very excited.
Really?
About
awesome.
That. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
When I get some good stuff, I'll send it your way and we'll have a party.
Well, you know, kidding.
Let me guess. You're on stage at the Cattle Baron's Ball. Is that how that works out?
Dude, yeah. I could party. So pay you to sing the national anthem before midget wrestling this Thursday.
Oh, boy. Stop
oh,
it
wow.
Out.
I don't think Josh
midget
wants to
wrestling?
Don't. I got dupes.
Who's got it better than you?
You're going to be praying, thanking God that night.
Yeah. Well, listen, you came through for us. You said drunk you'd come in, and you did.
I'm here.
He wasn't that drunk.
For that, we love you.
I am here.
It was Kelly and Al that were
yeah,
drunk.
I wasn't that drunk.
Great. No, I'm glad. Thank you so much for having me again.
Oh,
this
my
is
gosh.
A big deal for
Anytime
me.
Anytime you
so
want.
I really, really appreciate
Anytime
it.
Anytime you want. Tell everybody on the show we love it. Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. And it starts tonight. Dallas on TNT.
Season 2.
Season 2 begins tonight. Thanks again, man.
Thank you.
Josh Henderson.
Hey. Yeah, buddy.
Right.
Don't Google him if you want to date him.
Right.
But do you have a website? Like, do you have your own website?
The Twitter.
Twitter.
It's just at Josh Henderson, right?
Yeah, at Josh Henderson and Instagram and all that fun
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, let Josh know how good he did. Let Josh know how good he did by tweeting him right now. At Josh Henderson on Twitter.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
So thank you, Josh Henderson, for coming on the show earlier.
Nice guy.
You can catch that on Kid TV whenever you want. Just go to kidtv.com, KIDDTV.com. You can also hear the song I did about my pepper mishap.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, if you're chopping up hot peppers,
mm-hmm.
don't go to the bathroom before you wash your hands thoroughly. Just a little tip.
Okay.
From the same guy that warned you about the triangle of death. I'm warning you about the triangle of the other triangle. Yeah. It's bad down there. Classroom Musical is back. We're bringing it back for our third year. Teachers, we want to give your classroom a makeover. So we want you to shoot a video of your class doing a Glee-style song and dance. You got to mention us in the video somewhere so we know it's for us. We've gotten some great ones over the years.
Let's get it on. Yeah, y'all can come along. Everybody thinks like me. Let's start a part.
And then we want you to upload that video to YouTube. And it can be anything from fourth grade. We do a three different divisions, kindergarten to fourth, and then fifth grade to eighth grade, and then ninth grade to 12th grade. And we have winners in each of those categories. So pretty cool.
When I walk into school, this is what I think. I wonder what kid could bring to me. I've got a passion for my class, but this room is
Where else are you going to get kids in a classroom singing Sexy and I Know It? Come on.
Hey, Craddock in the morning.
Okay. Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
I mean, the toughest division here is probably the K through fourth grade.
The little babies.
So those little kindergartners are so dang
so cute.
How do you decide who's cute?
Yeah.
It's hard. You can see the last year's winners by going to Kid Nation, KIDDNation.com. Man, everybody's all mad at me because I walked out of Silver Linings Playbook. I didn't walk out in the first 10 minutes. I stayed for over an hour. And when the it became a Lifetime movie with manufactured, manipulated dialogue, and that's when I left. I'm sorry you don't agree with me.
You couldn't buy into the character. And if you can't buy into the character, you can't watch a movie.
I just don't think Bradley Cooper's all that good, to be honest with you. I just don't think he's all that good.
He's got Keanu Reeves.
Like, and Robert De Niro is usually good before he started taking any role offered to him. And well, he did. I mean,
he was good in this one.
He was pretty good in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You must have just had something else to do.
No. Go see it. I mean, I was expecting it to be Academy Award quality, and it just wasn't for me. Just for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smart movies are too smart for me. I don't like that. You know, I don't like a sophisticated movie.
Well,
like,
then you need to go see Hansel and Gretel Witchcrafters or Witch Hunters or whatever. Because
I killed it this week.
Witchcrafters.
This movie got like 5% positive reviews.
Really?
And those are all people that had fallen off a motorcycle. It's like the worst reviewed movie of the year, and yet it finished number one at the box office.
Wow.
A modest number one.
Well, all the movies that came out this weekend were not screened before they came out, so it was a pretty weak weekend.
And if you hadn't heard, that's how you know. If they don't want critics to see it, they don't want critics to trash it, because they know it's going to get trashed, so they don't let them see it, and they just hope to get one great weekend out of it.
Have you seen Zero Dark Thirty yet?
No.
I'm surprised you didn't go see that one.
I am squeamish about the torture scenes.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's not bad?
I mean, I'd see that overseeing Django, even, I think.
Yeah.
No, for him. I love Django.
When a movie's done well, I tend to really get into it and become like part of it and react to it in an emotional way that maybe beyond what most people do. I wish I could dial it down a little.
I want it to
if they're torturing people
but they're torturing
there,
like really, really bad Al Qaeda people. You
I
know?
Get that, but I forget that part
and
when they're torturing. I just picture me being tortured.
And it's a movie.
Yeah,
it's a movie.
I know it's a movie. See that part? I got.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to those before.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, I get too emotional. I'm horrible to watch a movie with. I can't. I'm inconsolable.
Because you just get totally.
I get
into
too
it.
Caught up in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So Silver Linings Playbook did not do it for me.
Kid, you worried about that big bet you made with Kelly Raspberry since Argo won last night?
Yeah, I am really worried about that big bet, and I'll tell you why.
What was the bet again?
Well, the bet was that Lincoln would win Best Picture, and I bet Kelly...
Oscars, for an Oscar.
I bet Kelly $1,000 against $100. So I have to pay $1,000 if Lincoln doesn't win.
If any of the other eight
And there's eight other movies.
Yeah.
That's probably the dumbest bet you've ever made.
It might be.
It didn't make any sense to me either, but I took it.
Yeah.
What I meant to do, and it was early in the morning, what I meant to do, I swear that
you
I thought,
said it wrong.
Yeah. I wanted to be for him to win Best Actor for that guy, Daniel Day-Lewis.
And he will.
And he will. And I thought that was the slam dunk. Why I said movie and not Best Actor, I don't know, but I'm sticking by it.
Thanks, kid.
It's probably going to cost me $1,000.
Oh, so now you're really not confident anymore.
Not at all. Not at all confident. Because all these other awards have gone to other
Argo.
Movies.
Well, you know, I hate losing, but I mean, $100 was willing to risk against $1,000.
So
how could I not take it?
Well, because it's you, and you don't take risk. So maybe this is just
a teach
you.
I'm so excited.
Are you?
Where I mean, I've already spent it, right? But not—I don't know how to spend it, but I've already spent it like I've won it.
1,000 trips to the dollar store.
You may not have heard, but I did say afterwards, very quietly, as a little disclaimer, I will give you $1 a year for 1,000 years.
I didn't hear that part.
$1 per year.
That's pretty
good. It's like an annuity, so you'll never be.
I don't think anybody else heard that either.
Nobody heard that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So, Classroom Musical. If you want to get a video in, go to KidNation.com and check out last year's winners too. What's the prize? Well, last year, it was pimping out these classrooms, ridiculous.
Right.
I mean,
ridiculous.
I mean, whatever they need. We throw a lot of money at this, and we make that classroom amazing. So maybe we can talk.
We make it what?
We make it amazing. It's a proper use of the word.
Oh, wow.
Proper use. The word is
so as long as you use it appropriately, it doesn't.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I wish I had a.
Because there's no other adjective to describe how we make their classroom.
Give me the damn shocker.
Juliana Rancic on E! Last night needed that shocker because every single person she interviewed.
But the man. This is shocking right
Sorry,
here.
Sorry, I felt you were going to do it, and I was right.
Be a man about
Come on,
it.
Dude.
Let's go.
Man up.
You haven't had to do it once.
I know.
Ow!
Kid, you could have hurt somebody.
You have no idea how much that hurts.
It's just
don't do it.
Well, I don't use that word, so I'll never find out.
Well, somebody else do it just so
you
feel my
pain. No.
JC did it to me unsolicited.
Yeah.
JC, you're going to act like it doesn't hurt, so I want somebody else to do it who won't act like it doesn't hurt.
Give it to Al.
No, I don't want to do it.
Two fingers there, one finger there.
Then don't do it.
Does it hurt bad enough to squeal and throw?
No, don't do it.
It does for me.
It's like a little sneak attack.
Yeah. Ready, Al?
He probably broke it throwing it.
It's a mock.
Don't you throw it at me.
Hold on. It's a mock taser, so it actually shocks you. It's like a gimmicky, it's a practical joke taser.
Oh, God.
All right, go out. One, two. We have to see it light up. One, two, three.
Oh, dude, that's not bad. You're not bad. I'm sitting here ready to tremble.
I know.
Dude, really?
That's not bad.
Seriously?
Okay, Al.
Seriously?
If I did this to you, hold on. If I did that to you, it wouldn't hurt at all. If I did that to an ant, it would kill it. You outweigh me double. You weigh twice.
Okay, so now he's
so
fat.
Now you're using your size?
Well, yeah. You don't think size is a factor on any kind of thing like that?
Give it to me.
Yeah. All right, let Jenna do it.
Give it to me. Right. Well, if size is the factor, I mean, I'm actually really scared because JC did shock me.
You won't even hold it.
I know. I'm scared.
I don't like it either.
Is it that bad?
No.
It's not that bad.
Not.
It's just unpleasant.
I do it for fun.
It's just unpleasant.
I don't even know why. I just feel like punishing myself. I don't even know why I'm volunteering to do this.
See if you can hold it for an hour.
An hour.
Yeah. Just hit all the buttons.
Both of these. Yeah. All of these?
Two fingers on one side, one finger on the other. It's not that hard.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now press it and hold it.
It's not that bad. I mean, it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can feel a little tingle.
It's, like tickle.
It's a tingle, but it's not.
It's more than a tingle.
It's kind of like a little vibrating
tingle. You outweigh her by at least.
In fact, Jenna would like to borrow it for the weekend.
Actually, can I take this home?
You could have it, yeah.
So we're officially done with the taser.
Maybe I just hate getting shocked. I don't know.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I've met Sean Lowe.
Me too.
I like Sean Lowe. But now that he's become the bachelor and the more he talks, I just want to say, shh. Mm-hmm. Just be quiet and look pretty.
No, that tends to be the case with the hottest of the hot.
I'm starting to lose my shine for him.
Really? I love the guy. I think he's cool.
What's he doing
I think
wrong?
He's the best bachelor there's been.
He's a
goofball. Well, first of all, we've witnessed he can't kiss worth a flip.
Yeah, well, you haven't kissed him yet.
I thought it was silly when Ari was giving him pointers on how to kiss on The Bachelor, but apparently Sean needs the help.
You're doing this?
No, he's doing nothing.
You're doing that.
He's doing nothing.
Isn't it kind of complimentary that a guy who's that ridiculously good looking isn't particularly good at that because he hasn't done it that much? Isn't that kind of a good thing?
I think he's just good at that point.
What guy hasn't gotten with a girl who seemed all sweet and innocent, and then she's like, you know, setting up barricades and
okay, look, that's
you're
not
like,
fair.
Wait a minute, that must mean you're really good at this.
Yeah,
that's not fair. You tell us you want a lady in the streets and then a freak in the bed, and when we give you that, you.
But we want
to call his name.
We want to think we taught you the freak, not the last guy.
Well, Sean's not
teaching anything. Or the guy before that.
Well, for those ladies who still want to get to know Sean Lowe, Us Magazine came up with the 25 things you may not have known about Sean Lowe.
And he tells what they are.
Yeah.
He had to sit down with a pen and paper, apparently, and come up with 25 things. And apparently, he ran out of stuff.
Here are the minuses. These are the negative ones.
All right.
Number 8, I love John Mayer.
All right.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Dude, no.
No.
If you're a dude, you don't say I love John Mayer.
On a daily basis, you talk about dude love, JC.
You love
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
You love Eminem.
Man crushes.
You love.
It's all good.
Who else?
He has a man crush on John Mayer.
LT.
I do. That's fine.
But I have man crushes on manly dudes.
He was putting down the most ridiculous things like, I brush my teeth at least 4 times a day. I must use Q-tips to clean my ears. I'm like, this is the real revealing stuff I want to know about Sean Lowe.
He's just boring.
It is interesting to note, though, that he was wearing a size 13 shoe by the time he was 13 years old.
Uh-huh.
So I was wearing a size 12. What?
Is that a plus or minus in your book, Kelly?
It's a plus.
It also says here, as a summer job, he unloaded trucks of adult diapers. All for his house, or
wow!
I don't see anything wrong necessarily with some of these things. It's just
it's
so boring.
Exactly.
It's the most boring list ever. He's a self-proclaimed Words with Friends champion.
That's cool.
He can play a recorder. He played a trumpet.
He watches Home and Garden TV. No, here's what we want. When I was 16, I ran over a cop and kept going.
Right.
Give me something.
Got arrested in 10 years.
He owns a bag and furniture company called The Factory Girl.
What?
I did not
know. See, now there's something you didn't know.
That's cool. Factory
borderline
girl.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The Factory Girl?
The Factory Girl.
Yeah, when I saw that, I Googled it. Apparently, he does a lot of vintage clothes, like from designers from way back. Well, yeah.
And he owns that.
Yep.
So that's his passion, is vintage girl clothes.
Yeah. Vintage Valentino, vintage.
And
I would never have guessed that from a guy who was a football star in college.
Right.
In fact, somebody Facebooked me because we know we're in Sean's hometown that they were in his store the other day and he sold her a pair of shoes.
He was there.
He was there.
He sold a pair of shoes.
I thought he was an insurance guy.
So did I. Now, does anybody share this with Sean? He doesn't like to talk while eating breakfast.
I don't like to talk ever.
I don't like to talk while eating breakfast because I'm alone and it's weird.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
To check out the complete replay of Kid Craddock in the Morning, log on to KidNation.com and click on the podcast or webcam. Kid Craddock in the Morning.